Okay, it's 6:00 PM and we'll call the meeting of the Plan Commission to order on January 23rd, 2023. First item, call to order and roll call we got. On a roll call, we have Cody.
Aye.
Hano.
Here.
Lynn.
Here.
And LaFave. And everybody else on the commission is excused. Number two, modify or adopt the agenda. Either a motion that you approve or...
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right, Lynn makes a motion to approve the agenda as printed.
A second.
Donald, second. Any discussion? Having none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Number three, minutes from the December 12th, 2022 meeting, and I see Trevor gave us a copy this evening. So if you want to take a minute to take a look at it, and then a motion to approve it would be in order. I think everybody got a copy via email, if I'm not mistaken.
Make the motion to approve.
Okay, Lynn makes the motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Cody, second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Trevor, when you're ready, if you have any announcements?
I do not have any announcements.
Okay, number five, public appearances. Seen none. I assume there's nobody going to sneak in here later, so we'll go to number six. And Trevor?
I would like it if you could table this to the next meeting. Just was not able to get it completed.
Okay, so motion to table would be in order?
Make a motion.
Cody?
Second.
Second. I don't know if there's any vote on this or not, but we'll take a vote anyway, just in case. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Number seven, discussion on the comprehensive plan project.
So just want to give you an update. I included on your desk here a summary of staff and plan commission comments from each chapter. If you recall, over the last like year and a half, we've gone through each chapter, and so all these comments incorporate those discussions. There really shouldn't be anything new in there, with the exception of on the final page, I did receive a request for to have a chapter specifically about health included in the comp plan.
So did you say health?
Health, yes. Yes, health. So I included that in the comments.
Okay.
If you see something in here, you know, I don't expect you to go through it tonight, but if you see something in here that you have a question on, or if you don't see something that you remember us talking about, just let me know, and I will forward that on to Brown County staff. I did have a meeting late this afternoon with Brown County, and we and so we talked about the project and where we're at, and it's really on our part that my part that we've been delayed in the start of this, but now that we have everything kind of lined up, we have a committee lined up, we have meeting format and everything approved, we're ready to get started. And so the next kind of step is holding a visioning session, and so that will likely take place the week of March 13th. I don't have a specific date yet, but that will be, we're going to spend the next month kind of trying to advertise for that meeting and trying to get as much attendance there as possible. As soon as I know, I'll forward something to the Plan Commission and let you know.
Cool. Trevor, is that a meeting that the Plan Commission would hold, or that Brown County plan hold?
It would be a village-hosted meeting, but yeah, Brown County Planning would run the meeting.
And but it would be a planning commission meeting, you think?
No, it wouldn't be a formal
meeting.
And we would have, kind of going through the format, be brief introduction of what the antenna is for the comprehensive plan, and then we would break out into smaller groups and sort of talk about what is each individual's, what's important to each individual, and then following that, we may have an in-person summary, if time permits. If time doesn't allow, staff will summarize those comments and then send out a survey after the fact to the people that were able to attend, and have them vote on maybe like the top 10 items that are greatest importance to them. So that will kind of be the format. It will be more laid back structure, I think. And I guess we'll look for more information in the coming weeks. I did ask if we did have a goal of accomplishing this in a 12-month time period. Did ask if that was still manageable, and yeah, probably January of next year we'll be adopting the plan is the hope. So.
Questions, anyone?
No, I want to be part of this.
You do?
So if the plan commission is involved, then I suspect we're all going to be part of it. So, but go ahead, hearing no other discussion on the comprehensive plan, number 8, update on the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021.
So we, Brad was actually hoping to provide you an update on this item. Finance Committee is actually currently reviewing the list of projects that we had all submitted. I will, if the computer will stop shutting off on me, I'll share my screen here.
Did you pay your Spectrum bill?
Well, this happened last month, and came in here and it was working, and it worked great for the board meeting. I'm not really sure what's going on tonight, but basically, in summary, we've approved a few projects to date. We've approved about $162,000 worth of projects. We've only spent around $91,000 to date. And looks like we may not need all that we've allocated so far, so that's still kind of up in the air. But some of the other items that the Finance Committee will be discussing tonight are items like water lead services. I've made sure there's only a few left in the village, private side ones, public ones. And so funds possibly to allocate towards that. GIS mapping are none of our roads or utilities are mapped. So we've been in the process over the last few years of working towards that, but this would be accelerating that process a little bit. There's some needed water pump station improvements, discussion of run yard waste sites, some security improvements in the parks, possible other park improvements, stormwater, offsetting some of the rate costs and that. And then as I think we talked here tonight, was some sort of revolving loan fund specifically for housing projects. So those are the bulk items that are being discussed. I know there will be a few others in addition to that that will be talked about, but certainly update you more as I learn more. But I believe from the Finance Committee here tonight, they were thinking that they would want to review it another time after that and it goes to the Village Board. We're not in an immediate hurry to use these funds yet. Still have until, I believe, the end of 2024 to allocate the funds, and then 2026 to spend those.
Can you elaborate on the GIS? Would that be in collaboration with, like, Round Dog? Or is this a standalone?
It would be a standalone.
It would be. Okay. Interesting.
I know they looked at having a similar software or platform. But Public Works decided to go with the separate format. I believe they would work together, but not, they'd be separate.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Well, I have one. If the federal budget goes down the tubes, do they come and get their money?
No, that's where we got to spend it quick.
I realize yeah. That's what I'm kind of asking. Well, that could be part of the negotiation that takes place to bring the money back. So, okay, number nine, update regarding efforts in support of decommissioning of the Green Bay Correctional Institution.
I'm a big fan of Brad tonight. He's putting me on the spot. These are his items. Only joking. So basically we're in the process of still working with Platform Communications on reaching out to the different important people that need to be spoken to with. President Raffer and Brad met with Secretary Carr last week, I believe. He's Department of Corrections, and they were trying to get from that meeting, because they had met previously and asked for him to come up with what is the time frame to decommission a facility, not specifically GBCI. And so from that meeting, he said to build new would be around 5 years. If you're relocating inmates, 6 months on the short end. So pretty big range here, but really the administration is not considering at this time building new. But that doesn't mean that they've taken a stance on it at all to date. So I know Brad and President Raptor have met with the Deputy Director of Policy for the Evers administration, and they met with them a few times. So it's being talked about. I think the issue's getting pushed. And then locally, at the local level here, we're working with different legislatures that represent the area, and then local elected officials, and there should be a press release or announcement coming soon on that. So I'm sure that Brad would have more to say.
Tell him we missed him.
Yeah.
So the discussion hasn't gotten as high as the governor yet with all this money that he's got, huh?
President Raptor did go to the budget listening session and did they had different tables, and Governor Evers came and visited for a few minutes at each table, and so he did bring it up directly to Governor Evers, but yeah, I think, and he was aware of the issue, but it, yeah, you're right, it's, the hope was to get it included in his biennial budget. When they met with Secretary Carr, it wasn't clear if that was going to be in there or not. So.
Any other questions? Discussion? Hearing none?
What was the feeling of Carr as far as moving prisoners to different locations? I mean, did he think that was a viable situation or alternative?
I think he didn't take a stance on it.
Okay.
my understanding of he did do what President Raffer and Brad asked him to. He did give them how long would it take to decommission a facility. But he didn't go into any further detail than that. So.
Well, the chance of them building a new facility at this point is, doesn't look like it's in the future anyplace or at any time.
It does, yeah, you're right. I think that's a very unlikely scenario at this time. I think if anything, it would be more likely that they would relocate to a different facility or something.
Or just open the doors and...
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That would make some happy, yes. Not me, but some.
Do you know, given that it could be a 5-year time frame, right, or potentially longer, not exactly sure at this point, but has there been any discussions about shifting some of the utility and service calls from, like, responsibility of Alloway to more of, like, a state or federal level?
I know that was a discussion a few years ago. I don't know how much that's recently been a discussion. But yeah, I'd have to ask Brad on that, how much that's been talked about. But I do know, for Randy, I don't know if you're involved with those discussions or if you're part of the Planning Commission at that time, but it was identified that there was, with the amount of police and rescue calls to that facility, it's around $120,000 a year. The state reimburses us around $60,000 for that. So that's, I think that's what you're getting at, right, Matthew?
Yeah, but I mean, it just doesn't sound like the cost is covered, and then it falls on the backs of taxpayers here.
Yeah, we have the cost, and we've got nothing to do with it.
Right.
No, really.
Other than putting our fingers in all the holes and nobody will solve.
In other communities around the state, how the state statute is written is it falls upon the sheriff department to respond to those calls.
Right.
And because we contract with the sheriff department, it's very unclear if that's Brown County responsibility or if it's Alloway responsibility. So that's kind of Brown County saying that's a state issue to talk about and the state saying that's a Brown County issue to talk about. So.
So at the other facilities around the state, the sheriff's office does that like they do here. Because we contracted the sheriff's office, that's where the gray area is?
Correct.
I'll say that'd be real simple in my book. But
yeah.
This is the standard across the state. The sheriff's office does that. That's a separate check mark in the ledger for expenses. Because we're contracting them to serve the Alloway community. You know? Why should we be different than all the other facilities around the state?
I know that's
again,
been,
for me, it'd be simple, but what do I know?
That's an argument that's been made. I haven't been involved too much with that. Yeah. So I don't know how much further discussion there's been on that specific part of the topic. But
yeah, I'm just wondering if in the short term, you know, if there's no end in sight, at least in the near future, maybe we push on that just to try and take the tax burden off of Alloway residents.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially with road repairs and everything else.
Oh, I know. Yep.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Okay, number 10. Village of Alloway, Sesquicentennial.
That came out pretty good.
Yeah. So how many years is that, by the way?
150?
150,
yes. Wow. So if you didn't know, that is this year, in 2023. So Brad has a list of topics and issues he's working on that one for. But I'll do my best in kind of summarizing where we're at. We had planned on 2023 being a sesquicentennial, but we weren't sure because we had a resident step forward and say, well, actually, it could be 2024. So there's some research done, and turns out the town board decided to separate from the town of Bellevue in 1873, but we didn't have our first town board meeting until 1874. So, still not quite sure what's the actual date you want to go off of, but because the centennial celebration happened in 1973, we're going with 2023 as the sesquicentennial date. So,
not your tidbit on the centennial celebration? They had a pageant, a Miss Alloway thing, that year. I know this because my mother did it. She dragged me to it. I still remember it. Don Bidkowski was the MC from Channel 2, I believe. Oh, yeah.
I know they had like a week-long celebration, and Brad was saying they had a beer growing contest and parade and a lot of different.
When was this? What year? I mean, what?
72 or 73, whenever
you did it. 100 year?
Yeah.
Correct.
Like I was here.
Yeah.
Probably I've been living in Bellevue, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get the invite.
No, I'm sure you don't.
So I know Brad's working along with our rec supervisor, Emma. They're working together with different organizations in the village and businesses in making this year special. Still a little uncertain as far as what the complete package of activities will be, but I do know different organizations have already stepped forward, like Here to Chill. They're going to make it a year-long celebration and marker for them and at their events. Bellin wants to have something on their Bellin Run t-shirts signifying it. LA Optimist Group has already said they want to make it part of their annual event, so I'm sure there's more included in that, but
So motion adjourned. Motion adjourned is in
Yeah, it says 14 table.
Okay. You want to know a little bit where we're at with the planning?
Sure.
So today I met with Heritage Hill and a couple residents, Peggy Schrader and Holly Dudley. We're talking about some of the potentials that we're looking at. Heritage Hill is going to virtually dedicate the entire year to 150th. So they're going to be putting that out there a lot. We're looking at the Bellin Run is going to put Alloway 150th on all their shirts that they hand out. Alloway Optimist is behind this 100% as far as what that all means if we end up having at Alloway Fest quite possibly bringing a lot of village big pieces of equipment, which would be a nice addition to Alloway Fest as a whole. Potential of fireworks at some point throughout the course of the summer, whether it's in June, August, or September. Been working with a vendor that has ties to the village and told me where we could do them because it falls within the parameters of the safety zone and how we could utilize basically three parks. If we potentially shoot fireworks off at Riverview. You could use Broadview as seating, and you could use Green Isle as seating and parking because they would be above the highway. Potential of a band or two throughout the course of the year and tying into what Heritage Hill does, but we could also look at possibly doing one if we have our fireworks separate. Movie in the parks. We've got a few of those organized for the year, but we could potentially tie in fireworks with Movie in the Park one night so you can draw a bigger crowd. I think that would be a great opportunity. So there's May 2nd is the official kickoff to Heritage Hill, which is a Tuesday, first Tuesday in May. We're looking at potentially hosting a village board meeting at the Old Town Hall. That's kind of our official kickoff, and then just have some various dates throughout the course of this year that would be highlighted around the 150th. Working on a potential new branding aspect that's not only good for 2023, but beyond. Part of that branding would be looking at doing window clings for businesses, proud supporter of Alloway type things that could go on the businesses. So a lot of different things are out there. It's just trying to hone them all together and make it a year full of different activities with different highlights.
So when the fireworks go, we coordinate them with my neighborhood because you don't want to vie with them. I mean, we have those going on all the time.
Yeah, the fireworks is an interesting aspect. It's an expense that for a short period of time. It's not terrible, but it's still an expense. But it's to highlight the village, and I don't know if the village has ever done fireworks. To be honest with you, I don't know. I know in the 28 years I've been here, we have never had fireworks. And no, don't say it's because of me. There's a lot of opportunities to take advantage of what's going on. We talked about here at the Village Hall is go to the Neville Museum because they've got archives of photos going way back to have different time period where you could come in and look at kind of the history of the village, of events that are on record. There was a booklet that was generated back, I want to say, in the 70s, kind of a snippet of the history of Alloway. Looking at maybe do we try to recreate that, take what was done in 73 and add what has happened in the last 50? Would be a nice little aspect to do. I've met with the individual that would do something like that and would go out and sell the advertisement for it to cover the cost. But that could be mailed to every residence, be kind of a nice little keepsake aspect of here's your history.
You could maybe improve the signage along the Fox River Trail with a little more historical aspects with some donations or something.
Yeah. There's so
I mean, there's a few placards there and whatever, but not very many.
Right. All the street banners that are out there, that would be part of the rebranding, is changing those out. That's something that can be used continuously. So that's where we're at.
Questions?
Just walked in at the right time.
Hearing none. Number 11, report on the village projects and properties.
I guess we'll start with our favorite one, the Gen Cap one on the corner. I do know that the developer has received some demo bids. And now we're just working on the timeline of when that building will come down. So we're hoping soon. But the developer is still engaged. We're still wanting to do the project. It's just moving past this, some initial hurdles and stuff, and development agreement with them and everything. So, still optimistic it's happening. It's just when is more of a question mark. And then I think the other project I was hoping that Brad, you could update on was the YMCA. I know there's the press conference, and there's not much more outside of what's in the press conference, but if you could just kind of explain that.
Yeah, so the MOU that the village entered into with the YMCA is exploratory aspect, right? It's non-binding. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, from traffic studies to soils to marketing to fundraising. I mean, you name it, there's a lot of work that needs to take place between now and if it, between now and groundbreaking. Feedback so far has been relatively positive, because we would not be losing all the soccer fields. There would still be two fields down on that site, which would be open to the public. So I think it's a good partnership that, you know, now that we don't have a community center, we're looking at including a community center within the YMCA, part becoming the village and the YMCA a community partnership, I think is very critical, and it's the wave of the future anyway. So yeah, the MOU is active until July of 24, I believe, so it gives us a long time for them to start their fundraising, which I believe their capital campaign will kick off in quarter four of this year. So any other questions on that, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
Is there a location in the soccer fields of where you think their facility's going?
Most likely it will be to the east end. Because on the west end are full-size soccer fields. You don't want to lose that, and that would put you closest to, you know, you wouldn't want to put the building up closer to the a lot of residential aspect of it. So if it can move closer to the east, it works better for utility purposes. The village has a stormwater detention pond planned in that area, hopefully utilizing the slough at Riverview Park. So instead of them needing to build a detention pond, it becomes part of this project. Or instead, yeah. And better opportunity to tie into the East River Trail and in the park itself, Riverview Park, Green Isle. So that's that one. Advertisement for bids, I think, went out today for the street resurfacing projects, and the reconstruction bids will hopefully be going out. I think we're going to be meeting as a Public Works Committee shortly or very soon because of the special assessments that need to be put in place, and the special assessments are only those that are looking at a new lateral that have not had one in the past. There's no special assessments for the road, sidewalks, nothing along that line. It's typically with laterals.
Do we have any updates on TDS, specifically along Riverside?
As far as when they're going to get started again?
For the fiber, yeah.
I'm not absolutely certain where they are at. I gave them sent them a question last week. When do you anticipate being around the Mission Martha Court area? And someone reached out saying, I need a new service provider.
Yeah.
When are they coming? So I reached out. They thought they would be definitely in that section live by summer. Last I knew, they were on Hoffman. But I don't know if they went west of Webster Avenue or everything just to the east. I know they've done some up in the East River Drive near Riverview Park. So I believe this next year they'll have more crews on site, so they'll be probably going gangbusters next year, or this year.
Go ahead. Thanks.
One other update. The Parks Department received an inquiry about purchasing a gazebo open shelter for Optimus Park, and from a donor, and someone, an additional donor, would match to make sure it's all covered, in the tune of around $75,000 for this open air facility. That looks like it's going to get ordered here shortly, and prices have come down, which makes it even better yet. So, kind of an oddity that prices actually came down, but so that's something that will be planned for this summer. It'd be a nice addition to the park. I think that's all I got.
You're good, Trevor?
Yes.
Any other questions? Okay, number 12, next meeting date and future agenda items. I have one question.
Yes.
It's kind of, as I sit on the different boards that I'm on, you send out a meeting request to everybody. Does everybody respond to you? Do they know that it's a request that you're kind of trying to figure out who's going to be at the meeting and whatever?
I know we've brought that up occasionally in the past. It's probably best good housekeeping to bring it up again. But yeah, it's I'll send out an email.
Okay.
Because you're right, every few years we do have to kind of remind the new members that's how we determine if we have a quorum or not.
Right. Okay. I'm just kind of curious because some boards you don't get anything, some you get that, some you send it, some Kerry sends it, or something. I mean, it comes from all over the place, and it's kind of like there doesn't seem to be a standard, and I was just wondering if you're actually getting the info you need.
Yeah, I'd say we probably get about 50% of Planning Commission respond.
Because in a once in a while you'll send out a calendar attachment, you might say, that you can put it on your calendar,
okay.
This is a little different. So, okay, I was just curious. So, next meeting date, and any items?
February 27th. And again, we'll have the housing reports on there. I'd like to have the shoreline ordinance on there as well, because that one I'd like to get buttoned up. We may have a few other smaller ordinance amendments, maybe another larger amendment. We're talking about short-term rentals, and possibly having a ordinance or program surrounding that issue. And I believe Planning Commission would be the correct body to review that prior to sending it to vote board. But that's just an ongoing thing that I don't know if we'll have ready for the next item. But certainly the shoreline and the housing reports.
Anybody else have anything that they would like added? No. Okay, hearing that, I guess number 13, adjournment. So motion to adjourn would be in order.
I'll make a motion.
Elizabeth makes a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.